Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, what is going on? It is your boy, Greg Squirrel, coming right here. Blog Talk Radio is the place to be, and we are here. How are you doing? If you can hear me out there, send me a notice on Facebook. Let me know what's up. And matter of fact, we're putting a little notice on Facebook right now. So, got a lot of great stuff to talk about. Had some events go on over the weekend. Had some events canceled over the weekend. So, we are just getting everything back on track, and I hope everybody had a great week. Get back over here. Waiting on a Granny Hulkster to get her butt in here was. The callers are already calling in. So, let's not waste any time. Let's get our callers on here. Hey, this is the Greg Squirrel Show. What's going on?
Good evening. Welcome back.
Hey, we're glad to be back. It is wild. Yeah. It is crazy. But, you know, we got through the COVID, or we're getting through the COVID. So we're slowly getting it. We're slowly getting everything back to normal. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Lou from New Jersey, and it's as normal as it can get for right now.
Right, yeah. So what you got on your mind tonight?
Well, I know you're mostly about boxing and wrestling, but, you know, we do have the Super Bowl coming up in a week, and I must say that it went half as I was expecting. I did not expect I expected Kansas City to, you know, to win, and it looked like they were, you know, on the way to winning until the second half came along. And then the Bengals just caught up. I mean, I'll admit that, you know, that the Bengals were a very improved team, but I did not expect them to go from 4-11-1 last season to Super Bowl contenders this season.
Oh, you know, I was 48 ways confused about that game because, you know, I'm a Chiefs fan. And it's just like they were two different teams in the second half. I mean, I'm still puzzled about it. I'm just like, you know, it was just crazy. I mean, I guess if I'm going to root for anybody, I'm going to have root for Cincinnati. Just because I'm really not that big of a Rams fan, so I'm gonna have to go the way of Cincinnati Bengals and hope for the best. It's been a long time since they've been there, so I wish them all the best.
I graduated high school.
Pardon me?
The last time they were there, it was my senior year in high school.
Right. I mean, it's been a long time. So you know your team has not been to the Super Bowl in a while when half the players weren't even born the last time the Chiefs were in a Super Bowl or the Bengals were in the Super Bowl, you know.
Right.
It's crazy, man. So I know everybody's kind of murmuring because that SoFi Stadium, and they're like, well, you know, Rams are going to have advantage, blah, 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 blah.
No, I don't believe that stuff.
Yeah, not on a game this big. If it was a regular game, maybe, but not on a game of this magnitude and everything. It's going to be a good game, and we're just going to have to play it out and see what happens.
Yeah, because, you know, if that was the case, then the home team would win every game, and the home team is not going to win every game. So that home field advantage stuff where you're going to win, that's just a superstition. that somebody came up with. I don't buy into that.
Right, right, right. But, you know, Joe Burrow, I mean,
yeah.
Definitely the best quarterback the Bengals has had in a while. Which is
Norman? I mean, Boomer.
Yeah, since Boomer. I mean, I was back in the day. I was a big Boomer fan. I was a big Beagle fan back in the day. Believe it or not, I mean, I liked Boomer and I like everything he stands for. So anyway, you know, it's just going to be fun to play out. One more week left. I know all the big press junkets and press conferences and all that stuff really get started this week. So we're going to find out where everybody's brain's at, you know?
Yeah. Even mine. Oof.
Yeah. Well, all right, man. Hey, I appreciate you calling in. I got some other callers lining up here. So we appreciate New Jersey calling in the house right here tonight on the
show next Saturday.
There you go. Hey, there we go. Yeah, we're better. I'm gonna run down schedule of events and stuff I'm covering here in a while. So hey, I appreciate you calling in, man. All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, you know it is crazy. You know it is crazy. Where's Granny Hulkster? Granny Hulkster, she fall asleep on me again. Let's see. We're gonna Facebook her real quick. Granny Hulkster. I know what'll get Granny Hulkster all in. Granny Hulkster's turning bad on us. That's what it is. Granny Hulkster is turning to the dark side. There it is. All right, let's excuse me. Let's update everybody on what's going on. Big MMA event, River City Fights. Muskogee, Oklahoma. Now this event I'm going to be doing the ring announcing for. This event was supposed to take place this past Saturday, but because of the weather situation and the city of Muskogee possibly needing the Muskogee Civic Center as an emergency shelter, they backed the show up a week. So this coming Saturday, you're going to have River City Fights at the Muskogee Civic Center. Your tickets are going to be good. So if anybody bought tickets for this past Saturday night, hold on to your tickets because they're going to be accepted. So that's all we got about that. Got a lot of great pro wrestling stuff going on. We got Crown Championship Wrestling. Got an event coming up, Ozark Championship Wrestling. I put feelers out to the folks with all the promotions around here. Hey, if you got an event coming up you want me to pimp and promote for you, just get with us, you know. If you do have commercials for like radio and stuff, all I need is an MP3 and I can run your commercial for your event. That is not a problem. Just need it in MP3 format. I'm not, even though I work dominantly with Down South Championship Wrestling, I am here to promote pro wrestling in general. So I thought I had some more callers, but everybody's kind of dropping out. So we're just going to run down the list anymore. So like I said, Crown Championship Wrestling, they got some events coming up. Ozark Championship Wrestling, kind of a new promotion. They got some stuff coming up. Body Pro, I think that's what it's called, Body Pro. They got some events coming up. So that's that. And, of course, we also got a Cage of Honor. They got some events coming up over Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Blah, 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 blah. Cape Girardeau, Missouri, my boy Sean and his crew over there. Just some great stuff over there. Everybody's slowly starting to get around. You know, everybody's starting to get around. Like I say, DCW, the only one we're still having some issues with right now is Down South Championship Wrestling, Mulberry, Arkansas. because that is one of the hotbeds in the state of Arkansas for COVID. And so we're still holding tight for them to get back on the horse. Because they got legitimate beef. I mean, the promoter came down with the COVID. The owner's wife came down with the COVID. Pretty much anybody and everybody behind the scenes with Down South Championship Wrestling came down with the COVID. So that's what's going on down there. But they are going to get it back on track. And as soon as we get things worked out there, Down South Championship Wrestling going to be getting started back up. All right. Arkansas Razorbacks. Another good week for the Razorbacks. I think they're on a 7-game win streak. They had a tough-as-nails match, tough-as-nails ball game against Mississippi State this past weekend. Snuck out with the victory. So now we got number two. You heard it. Number one team in the country. Auburn Tigers coming into Northwest Arkansas Tuesday night. So this has become a hard little ticket to get. So if you do not get a hold of that ticket, you're losing out. Of course, it's going to be on TV, but when it comes down to it, there's just nothing like being in Bud Walton Arena when you got 20,000 fans going crazy. Yeah, it's nuts. That place is deafening. I have been there on many, many occasions when 20,000 fans have just been knocking the roof off that place. So we know we're going to have a big turnout this coming Tuesday night. The Lady Razorbacks, they're going to be in action Thursday night. So if you're into some women's basketball, we invite you to come check that out. Still waiting for Granny Hulkster to call in here. I know she's she must be busy. That's all right. So let's drop the line. If you are out there listening to the show, guest phone number 563-999-3032 is the phone number. Call on in here. 563-999-3032. And we'll let you spread your piece and talk what you want to talk about. I'm kind of sitting here racking my brain because I fly off the cuff. I don't have those set things I'm going to talk about. I just let it happen as it may. So, like I say, Crown Championship Wrestling, as Granny Hulkster talked about last week, they had that awesome event. Actually, Trash Cans and possible home runs were involved. Watching some of the footage, Space Cowboy Jason Jones just dropping the bat on somebody, on Tim, and he almost did it for a home run. It was crazy. A lot of great stuff. Want to give a big shout out to Big Tuma, K Tuma, down in Little Rock. He's got some good stuff going on. Lorenitz X, my boy, he's got some great stuff. He was just recently on AEW YouTube, and this is a guy that's got some potential. I like his character. He's got some great potential. So I hope to see him back with AEW and let them really show what the man could do, because he could definitely be one of those hidden talents that could really like they old say, a chunk of coal that could turn into a diamond if given the opportunity. So that's that. I was very surprised tonight. I'm going to hit on this. I caught wind that former Arkansas Razorback football player Peyton Hillis had gotten into acting. And he actually did a movie called The Hunting. I think that was the name of it. Let me double check. Yeah, it was a movie called The Hunt. And, you know, it didn't rate too well on the IMDb, which rates all the movies and everything. So earlier this afternoon and coming into the evening, didn't have much to watch. So I decided I'm going to give this movie a try. It rated 3 out of 10. On IMDb. But boys and girls, let me tell you, I was kind of surprised. I wasn't expecting a whole lot, but I was really surprised with what came out of that movie. And I'm sure with a bigger budget and some other stuff that are important in the movie making business, It could have been. I'm surprised. This is going to be one of those movies. There's a movie called Dog Soldiers. I know a lot of the good werewolf movie, and that's a werewolf movie, supernatural suspense werewolf movie. And so. Oh, I don't know how long it's been, but there was a movie called Dog Soldiers. And it had a couple of big name actors in it. Sean Bain, who is currently on Snowpiercer on TNT. He was one of the characters in this movie. And was just, you know, Dog Soldiers is one of those movies that's become a cult classic, a cult favorite. And to be honest, I see that happening with this movie. Even though it rated 3 out of 10 on your IMDb scale, I see the potential for that. Enough people see it, get talking about it. And I could see the same thing happening with this movie. So, like I say, if you're in the mood for, and now remember, Peyton Hillis, ex former Arkansas Razorback, played for Cleveland for a while, decided to get out of football, and he did some modeling for a while, from what I understand. But now he's giving acting a try. And this is one of his, if not his first movie, one of his movies. So I invite people to check it out. You know, and I don't do that. If I don't think it's worth checking out, I'm not going to tell people to check it out. But this is one of those movies, in my opinion, that if this movie get enough whispers going on around it, it could get an underground cult following also. The story will kind of throw you for a little twist. It did me. So it is what it is. 563-999-3032 is the phone number. Once again, 563-999-3032. I'm going to put this over here on Facebook. Let's do this. Let's do it. Let's see here. Let's do it. Here we go. Oops. All right, put that on there. But yeah, we got, you know, softball's getting ready to start up. Baseball's getting ready to start up. Gymnastics is going strong. Ice hockey. Arkansas Razorback ice hockey. They had a successful two, whatever the official terminology in hockey. Kansas Jayhawks were in town. And Razorbacks just dominated them. I think that Friday night matchup was like 12-1. Something like that. 12-2. And then the Saturday afternoon matchup was like 6-2, 6-1. Razorbacks won. I mean, these, like I say, these guys are very impressive. They are odds-on favorites to win their league championship. It's a club sport. So now what that means, I have no clue because I don't get into all that behind-the-scenes crap. They just call me up. They say, Greg, would you please come be our PA announcer? I show up, play the music. We have fun. And they have fun, and they talk smack. Woo! Oh, boy, do they talk smack. 563-999-3032. Granny Holster must be getting her beauty sleep. She still has not checked in with me. Hurting my little feelings is what it is. Let's see here. Let's go over here and check something out. Oops. I'm checking all my messengers to see if Granny Hulkster is creeping around there. Don't see her. But that's all right. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Sorry. 563-999-3032. Nothing new really to mention as far as WWE. Not a whole lot going on there. Really don't watch Impact anymore because something about Impact just couldn't hold my attention. I don't know what it was. Now, I do follow AEW. A lot of great stuff. MJF this past week defeated CM Punk. Yeah, you know, anxious to see where that feud goes. Jay Lethal on Friday Night Rampage, he challenged for the FTW Go Nowhere belt. Just to see where that goes. But, that's the fun thing is being in my position, a lot of the promotions I work with and a lot of the wrestlers I see are starting to show up on AEW. I don't watch. I don't watch Impact, so I can't tell you about that promotion. But I know Fuego del Sol, Lorenz X. Lorenz X is like a mainstay at Down South Championship Wrestling. And so, got a lot of great stuff going up. Knucklehead Championship Wrestling, they got a big event we're aiming towards. I believe it's April. I don't have the schedule here in front of me. But Knucklehead Championship Wrestling down in Texas. I will be going down there, having fun with them. Also want to give a shout out to True Coy Green. Final Round Championship, I think that's the name. They got a big event coming up. if you're a promoter out there and you are listening to the show and you need somebody to do ring announcing for your events, I would love to come work with you. Get in touch with me on my Facebook page. Guest call in 563-999-3032 is the number. So it's just a beautiful night. The snow is starting to melt away. Thank God. I mean, I don't want the year to go by fast, but I'm ready for the snow to go away so my golf league can get going. Anybody that knows me knows I'm a golf junkie. So that's that. Let's see here. Just kind of running down my list. Everybody must be asleep tonight. Oh. All right. Arkansas Razorback Hockey, they got a tournament coming up, big tournament, but then they have a two-game match series coming up with Oklahoma State. It's going to be March, I believe it is. So if you're a hockey fan in Northwest Arkansas, I invite you to come check it out. Can't believe Granny Ulkster didn't call me. I'm so heartbroken. Right now, the phone lines are open. 563-999-3032. If you are out there and you are listening to the show, jump on up here. Say hello. Speak your mind on what you want to talk about. All right. Well, what was that? Oh, okay. Apparently, there's a new football team trying to get started up, our new football league. I just see a picture of some team logos. I'm not sure what it's about. Oh, well, we'll find out. We'll pass it on. United States Football League, they're kind of getting starting back up. Some of the same cities, well, all the same cities they had, well, not all of them. I think there's like six from the original cities. New Jersey, Tampa Bay, I think New Orleans. I'll have to check it out, pass it on, but United States Football League going to try to make a comeback. I know the New Jersey Generals are going to be there. All right. So it is what it is, boys and girls. One more time, 563-999-3032. Guest call in. If you want to call in, jibber jabber, we can do that. Another fun Saturday night. We're going to cut things short since we don't have any guests calling in. Don't worry, we're going to be right back here next Sunday, 9 o'clock. And we'll have River Valley Fights or River City Fights to talk about. Get those results. Maybe get Ty Pilgrim, the promoter. Work on getting him on the show. Also going to try to get a hold of Dwayne Huckaba, the owner of Down South Championship Wrestling. I'll try to get him on the show. Give us an update on where we stand with that. And, of course, we're going to always reach out to any and all promotions. Like I mentioned earlier, any and all promotions, you got a bit coming up, you want to come on the show and talk about it, we'll be glad to have you. I'm an equal opportunity promoter. Even if I don't work for your promotion, I'll be more than happy to help promote your event on the show. Like I say, if you got a radio commercial, we can even get that on too, because we're not just local. We're on the internet, so we are around the world, baby. Woo! Yeah. So, everybody have a good week. Love one another. Let me go over here. Oops, wrong button. Kick on out of here for this Sunday night. I got laundry to finish. Yeah, right. Everybody be good. We're out of here until next Sunday, 9 o'clock, right here at Blog Talk Radio and the Greg Squirrel Show. Everybody behave. Be happy.